Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Everyone, that was Flyleaf, and welcome to When Pigs Fly, everyone. And it is a glorious, glorious morning. And again, this is Andrew Fetter, and thank you once for listening in. All those out there, I want to wish you a very, very happy Father's Day that's coming on this Sunday. Everything's at a perfect timing, at a perfect situations in all respects, isn't it? A lot of things are happening. I got a couple of special announcements. Next, and these are all tentative, but they've been pretty much penciled in. So next Friday, on the first summer solstice, I once again will have Carrie Fezza. She is internationally well-known astrologer as well as intuitive. I highly suggest checking her site out at zodiac.buzz.com, zodiacbuzz.com. You probably have had her, seen her on my show numerous times. I used to have her on Saturday every quarter or every solstice, giving her analysis of what coming events based upon the zodiac. She's been highly accurate in all her endeavors. I mean, she literally predicted the most recent elections with Obama and the past elections of Obama. And she had predicted the situation of our economics and so on and so on. And funny, I just realized that she had predicted unusual disclosures or secrets being unfolded within the Obama administration, which lo and behold, with the NSA and then the IRS now, and it's pretty interesting what had come. I can't wait to see what she has developed, and it's next week. next Friday, and I look forward to hearing that. Now, I also have a very, very special guest. He's a good, dear friend of mine. You've probably seen his movie, and if you haven't, you better go. It's on YouTube, so it's free. You can go see it. It's called Kymatica, K-Y-M-A-T-I-C-A. And of course, he also did Esoteric Agenda and his recent film of Ungripped. That's going to be airing on July 26th. And of course, I'm talking about Ben Stewart. For those who don't know of him, please check out Kymatica, the movie. I highly, highly recommend it. Go on YouTube. And also check out Esoteric Agenda and Ungripped. They're both, all three, very enlightening. And you will definitely see what the reality of the situation is. Now, he's also, for those who are living in the Los Angeles area, Ben Stewart's group, Harrisonic, are going to be performing live. And they have a great, great, I'm just, you know, I wouldn't even say this, but they have, I mean, I'm telling you, they have a real good sound. You'll love them. They have a good information. They have a group that puts out within their own lyrics a true message. They're going to be performing here in Los Angeles on July 23rd at the Viper Room. You can check that out, or at August 2nd, LA's famed Whiskey A Go Go. Again, that's August 2nd at LA Whiskey A Go Go and at the Viper Room on July 23rd. And of course, on the 26th, so circle your calendar, July 26th, he will be on my show. This is a show that you do not want to miss. We get very candid about what we see and how things are expressed. He's very much in depth of esoteric understandings, and he has a lot of great understandings. He's definitely, definitely an old soul. So do check that show as well. And of course, next week with Carrie Fezza, my good friend, my great astrologist. Now, certain shows, when I go into aspects of what I see or hear, I often do this out of sort of like a channeling mode. Some people call it what I see. People know that I do readings. I don't say I'm psychic or prophet or anything like that, God forbid. I just see what I see, and I'm basically a vessel of information, what I am shown. Now, when I see certain things that happen, some things are meant to be, and this is based upon the very immediate themes of based upon our choices at whole or individual choices that have greatly created the roads in front of us. So I just wanted you to understand that anybody who says predictions are a given, they're not. But at the same time, they're a given based upon where we are now. If things do not, people do not make change their choices, and the choices are maintained where they are, these events will unfold as I see them. So, drinking some cold coffee that my girlfriend made. It was really good. Sorry. Just had to say that. Anyway, let's see. What I see the Koreas further the warming of tides, the melting of ice between the north and the south. Brother shaking hand with brother, sister with sister. I see the peninsula for the first time in 20 years returning to cross paths. I see people walking across railroad lines. I see people shaking hands. I see slowly but surely the Korea will become ones. I see a cooling of the Asia. I see the land of Oz in its own gold of world and silver. I see the lands of Nez still nervous of shaking, but there will be no shake. I see the lands of Indonesia erupting like once again, of Gordon Moulton. I see earthquakes unfolding with scares of tsunamis, but only winds blowing. I see great winds and water rushing into the Philippines and the islands of Indonesia. But Thailand is spared. I see corruption, though, in the land of smiles being exposed. I see vast demonstrations, people marching with banners, calling for new elections, calling for new changes, challenging the ways. And yet I see within China itself, from the South will rise, while being drunk on economics, the winds of disease will hit Beijing. I see new turning events within China, like never before. I see challenges within the Tibetans getting further and further, demanding their autonomy, their country. I see and I feel the lands of Hindi, rich upon rich, challenging its own culture. I see within lands of India, women begin to rise like never before. And I see within India, a great new leader arising, a woman rising to power, to a new height, a transformation of the old, the misogynistic being removed. I see within Pakistan, riots upon riots, civil disobedience. I see sudden reactions toward the Islamic. I see riots of like Turkey-like, within Pakistan, challenging the religions of old, challenging the culture toward the truth. I see divisions being held on the old ways to the new and honorable spiritual ways. I see people questioning the clerics like never, ever before in Pakistan. I see divisions occurring and riots upon riots. I see and feel Africa changing into a whole new paradise. I see, though, there will be a rich nation right next to a poor nation. I see the South turning upside down. I see the karma turning in South Africa into its own racism. I see its economy turning into plunder. I see hate marrying hate, and violence will spread within South Africa. Like long ago. I see, though, finally within Congo reaching its own. A new Congo is being born. I see Nigeria within a civil war, separating into North and South. Christian versus Muslim. Muslim versus Christian. I see Ethiopia growing as Somalia turns into desert. I see the Nile growing, but I see the land of Pharaoh starving. I see Brazil in the political change from left to right and then back to middle. I see a middle growing, upstaging the political. I see Colombia and Venezuela challenging one another. I see again Venezuela losing and squandering, becoming poorer and poorer. Many more in the squalor. As the political leadership becomes more corrupt within Venezuela. I see in Central America, still within Honduras, its turmoil. I see El Salvador in its own starvation, reaching for help. I see, though, bass sightings throughout within Costa Rica and to the south. To the South Americas, to the lands of Maya, to the Aztecs. I see, though, bloody wars upon within the cities of Old Mexico never ceasing. I see a government official being assassinated by the cartel. I see suddenly armies of Mexico sieging and purging with martial law the cartels, one after one, cartel going down into hell. Though I see Mexico growing, a new middle will be growing within times of the winter. A new middle class within Mexico will emerge, changing the status quo of Mexico. Excuse me. I see Canada being Canada, swinging from tree to tree with no direction, following and falling, but as usual, to where and no one, just floating like a leaf. I see Europe. I see the UK. I see vast police. I see violence within the streets. I see reactions of violence to burnings. I see violence and burnings of buildings. I see eruptions between one religion to another. I see massive deportations. I see massive people leavings. I see military police state implemented in full force. I see black shirted with helmets marching within the streets of London, Manchester, and all the major cities of the UK. I see massive movements and fighting and burning until the martial law of police state has been implemented once and for all within the UK. I see France, Paris burning. I see rioting. I see economical disasters unfolding. I see within the EU, the European Union in blunder. Loans are not being paid. The euro crashing. I see the UK separating, Germany falling and running. I see Germany with all the money it has plundered, seeking within its hiding. I see Greece and Spain starving. Riots continue to no end. Violence within the streets, almost to the point of total anarchy, until there is a military, and they too become a militarized police state. I see Italy surviving with friends. I see Italy emerging from no end of miracles. I see the Vatican within the streets of Italy being turned upside down as Italy moves forward beyond. I see, though, in Eastern European nations, from Romania, Hungary, to the Czech Republic, the Balkans. I see the old of Serbia, Croatia. I see them all, Latvia, Ukraine, growing economically in prosperity for the first time in centuries. The poor have become the middle. I see, though, in Russia, a new Soviet Union has unfolded under the stamp of another collective order. Yet within the Mother Russia, I see riots and people fighting. And I see Putin controlling, and the haves have. I see within Russia the new Soviet Union, the Union of Church of Russia being the new Kremlin. I see massive demonstrations, riots, eruptions, fighting from one city to another within Russia, chaos challenging the police states of Putin. I see in the Middle East, I see in Syria, I see the U.S. and NATO making a no-fly zone. I see Russia standing down with an inside agreement with the U.S. in regards to the Syrian civil war. I see the U.S. having a courtesy offshore runway. I see the U.S. implementing with NATO, securing first a no-fly zone across the Syrian and Jordan area, and then across all of Syria. I see this will be followed by total backup as the currently trained of the Free Syrian Army in Jordan is implemented and deployed in Syria. I see not one single U.S. soldier or pilot will die. I do see the takeover and the downfall of Assad. I see the people finally being free. I see Assad going down by the end of summer. I see fair elections being implemented in Syria by December of this year. I see the neutralized Hezbollah running to the hills while being surgically removed in the Syria and Lebanon. I see strategically Al-Qaeda in its form building Terror Haven next to Golan being dismantled. I see them being removed systematically by their own rebel forces and Sunni backing. I see finally a putting of the kibosh upon Iranians implemented power grabs and their plan to control the crescent reaching from Lebanon to Syria through Iraq to the Gulf regions and oil. But I do see it in an unfolding. I see a World War III unfolding. I see that Iran won't be quiet about it. I see the World War III is on its way as soon as Assad goes down. I see in Lebanon there will be a serious payback against the Shiite and Hezbollah, sad but true. I see then Iraq will become the new triangle of civil war, Shiite versus Sunni, with the obvious sectarian support of Iran et al. Versus Saudi Arabia et al. I see a triangle because it will open up the Kurds' rightful demand of their own independence. I see Turkey freaking out if it is still under this present regime. I see and feel the Islamic parties in Turkey going down big time. I see Egypt will be starving, causing economic turmoil and vast violence against its present government being the Muslim Brotherhood. I see doors will be closing within the Palestinian Authority. I see the Jordanian option will take place, with King Abdullah being brought to his knees. And they'll end up the Palestinian constitutional monarchy. And there's a real good that I will see within it. There will be a Jordan secular option. I see Jordan for the first time. I see the Jordanians fully engaged in protest and toppling the Jordanian regime. I see, though the Muslim Brotherhood will be pushed aside by the secular, non-religious within Jordan, I see Jordan will be the Palestine, and a peace with Israel will be pursued. I do not see the Islamists like in Egypt or Tunisia hijacking a Jordanian revolution. I see a new accord being established between Israel and Jordan, being the Palestinians' new nation, where a joint control is maintained within the lands of the West Bank, also known as Judea and Samaria. I see Arab Palestinians will see back their Jordanian citizenship. And what you say, the PA and the Palestinian Authority and the PLO, oh yeah, their doors will close, I see, in September. The day, the very day the UN gave them their upgraded status will be the day they close their door. I see the pressure upon the United Nations, compensation to both the Jews and Arab Palestinians for the displacement, and the Arab Palestinians absorbed into their respective host nations. I see Eat Turkey, and I heard it. These days of protests are only the beginning. The changing of the guards, the order of organized religion, heed this, is what is and will be happening when you've entered the government. The Turks have felt their humanity. They have felt the truth. There'll be shaking upon the grounds and fires across the towns, upheaval, shots fired, death, and a change, the beginning of change. These will continue heat into the heat of summer, become boiling into the autumn, as the leaves fall, but by winter, Turkey will become a new nation of Turkey, as the religious order falls. I see Syria, exposure of atrocities after Assad has fallen, and he will fall, spreading in all the Middle East, starting in Lebanon, as Assad falls. August is the ending of Assad, but it's the beginning of World War III for all. In September, Assad's regime falling. In the cold of winter, Syria rebuilds, not of a religious order, not with Al-Qaeda or Islamic government, but a free Syria with tolerance of all. I see, though, Lebanon, the wrath, Han Hezbollah, revenge by the Sunni and Christian will unfold. Blood of Shiite will spill, the bloodiest civil war will ensue. Beirut will be destroyed, Sidon too. To the Bekaa, to the Tripoli, massive war, violence will be the common theme and true. Until the yellow flags are buried and return to Tehran, where they came 30 years ago. I see in Iran major earthquakes rumbling like never before. I see Chernobyl erupting, 3 miles unfolding in Iran. I see radiation exposing, poisoning, deaths like a nuclear explosions. From their own making, rising the tides of people against Iman. From this will be their reasoning. I see people of Iran rising up against the Imams. I see them remembering Netta. Remembering Netta as the green tide reawakens. I see women of Iran rising up again and will rise. I see them as a tsunami of women swallows the crescent moon and bringing freedom once and for all into land and righteous amongst the Cyrus nation. I see the Palestinians and the PLO. I see money squandered and bankruptcy unfolding in the near future. And as I saw and I see September doors of the authority closing, the Palestine myth of what it is being in Judea and Samaria, leaving the winds with the Negev, gone, gone, are they. I see the Hamas. I see Egypt moving in. I see violence to no end. I see Hamas long war with Egypt to a bitter end. As I saw and I see Jordan under pressure, the crown to be considered. I see the Palestinians reconsidering that Jordan is the answer. I see a slow change in the monarchy constitutional system, copying the United Kingdom. And as I saw and see a new accord with Israel, jointly controlling and monitoring the lands in question, I see Arab Palestinians being Jordan, finally an end to the hating of their brother of Jacob being Israel, the nation. I see Israel, massive economic growth. I see peace amongst her with the Saudi and Sunni nations. I see a new Middle East Union set forth in December of this year in negotiation. I see expansions between Israel and Jordan become mutually wealthy nations. I see the U.S. I see changes in wealth and economics of depending upon ourselves as a nation. I see immigration reform finally passing. I see new scandals of Obama's administration unfolding more and more. I see the desires of American calling for new political parties with independent connotations. I see and feel those our strength will unfold in the implementation of our understandings and in the pursuits of truth, like energy technology that has been free, that we've always had free energy. I see opening of eyes and ears as never before, UFOs and ETs. I see mainstream will be the common as the U.S. government in December of 2013 will finally disclose. I see Americans, though, working, but again, but for more. More Americans are working again, but the cost of bread being more. I see a swing of weather being blamed on climate change. I see massive hurricanes in late summer along the shores of the Carolinas. In the fall, the shores of Virginia. I see great and heavy winters in the East Coast, and then sudden summer winds in January. Then the cold of Chicago winds in the midst of New York harbors. And yet, with all this, I see humanity at large challenging the status quo. I see humanity at large questioning the clerics. At large, I see humanity learning to perhaps find within themselves the truth. And in these days, these are the days of new beginnings. These are the days of changing perspectives. This year is a year of changing of thoughts, way we see things. For the truths are unfolding, but as the truths unfolding, cracks will be made and be pulled. Old ways will be stretched. Fear will be bought out. Fears of the old people will tend to hold on, and the new will be embraced. There will be many deaths, but many births. unfolding. As new souls of the more evolved come in within humanity, some will have said these were the rainbow children, or the purple children, or the indigo children, but they are not. They are just the new souls that have aligned with the new Mother Earth. But these are the days of new beginnings, the changing of perspectives. These are the beginnings of these days where technology, morals will converge, where the truths of science and the spiritual understanding finally meet. These are the beginning days when we can see and hear and feel that, in fact, we are simply one consciousness, one humanity, connected to each other and to all those we will understand. In fact, we are one humanity, connected to each other, to all within the universe. These are those days when your grandchildren will ask you, what choices did you make? What things did you make? These are the days, as the Hopi have said. These are the days for what we are and who we will be. For what we have been waiting for is you and us, not somebody else, not a rescuer. These are those days when your children and grandchildren will ask you, what choices did you make during these days? When humanity began its historical change, yes, these are those days. And I want to thank everyone for listening in. And I want to also wish once again a very, very happy Father's Day. And everyone, again, next week, to reiterate my coming events, I will have next week Carrie Fezza. You definitely have to listen to that show, as she too will give her analysis of what she sees coming in the next few months based upon the stars and the cosmos. So do check that out. And again, for those who are going to be in the Los Angeles area, Ben Stewart, the famous filmmaker of Chromatica, and also Esoteric Agenda and Ungripped, he will be out in Los Angeles with his group called Harrisonic. You can definitely check him out. They're on YouTube as well. By the way, do check out Chromatica. I highly recommend that film. Of course, Esoteric Agenda as well and Ungripped. But his group will be out again at the Viber Room on July 23rd and at LA Whiskey's Fame Agogo on August 2nd. If you need further details, feel free to email me at flyingpigs@artlover.com. And of course, he will be on my show on July 26th. Do see that. And I want to thank you again, all again. Wish you all a happy Father's Day to all you fathers. And with that, love you all. God bless you all. Thank you. And with my words, we are all one, one universe, one consciousness, all connected to another, connected to God, connected to the universe. God bless you all. And I'm going to close, as I did earlier, with Flyleaf, Feeling Alive. This one is a little bit of Nickelback. Hope you enjoy. God bless you all. Thank you.
Just another day, there's bullets flying through the air. what we throw away, but I always search for the memory of the world.